Egyptian kingship. Hatshepsut was one of many famous Egyptian pharaohs who ruled Egypt. Some, like her, were wise. Others were careless or cruel. Egypt's fortunes rested on the strength of its pharaohs. From dynasty to dynasty. The history of ancient Egypt is the history of each of its dynasties. A dynasty is a series of rulers from the same family or ethnic group. Egypt had 31 dynasties from about 3100 BC until it was conquered in 332 BC. Historians group Egypt's dynasty into three major time periods called kingdoms. The earliest major time period is called the Old Kingdom. Next comes the Middle Kingdom. The latest time period is called the New Kingdom. Remember, these kingdoms are not places. They are time periods. The gaps between the kingdoms were times of troubles, wars, invasions, or weak rulers. These in-between periods were rare, however. For most of ancient Egyptian history, rule was stable. Egypt is unified. According to legend, Egypt's first dynasty began when a king named Menes united Upper and Lower Egypt. Menes built a city named Memphis near the present-day city of Cairo. From there, he ruled over the two lands, the name the ancient Egyptians gave to Upper and Lower Egypt. Carvings from Menes' time show a pharaoh named Narmer wearing two crowns, the white crown of Upper Egypt and the red crown of Lower Egypt. Some historians believe that Menes and Narmer may have been the same man. The unification of Egypt was the beginning of one of the most stable civilizations in history. All-powerful pharaohs. The pharaohs had absolute power or complete control over their people. For help in making decisions, they could turn to their advisors or appeal to Maat, the goddess of truth. In the end, whatever the pharaoh decided became law. For example, he decided when the fields would be planted. At harvest time, he demanded crops from the workers in the fields. Ancient Egyptians believed that their pharaohs were the earthly form of Horus, the falcon god. Over time, pharaohs came to be connected with other gods, including the sun god Re. In this way, the pharaohs were god kings. It was the pharaoh, Egyptians believed, who provided his people with the Nile's yearly floods and the harvests that followed. He is the god Re, whose beams enable us to see. He gives more light to the two lands than the sun's disk. He makes earth more green than the Nile in flood. He has filled the two lands with strength and life. An official of ancient Egypt. Reading check. Who was Menes and what did he accomplish?